You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. We're following all the developments in the political race, also in the situation in Myanmar or Burma, and the attempt to reach people trapped in the rubble in China from Monday's earthquake. But there's a deep narrative to this program today. All of those stories, if you will notice, have a narrative of people attempting to find out information through a 21st century means. Our first guest was from the Politico, which is an online political source. We've spoken with people all this week who have been posting information online to the internet to try to share information about the various disasters that are taking place around the world. Our takeaway question of the day refers to that. We want to know what online activity makes your day complete. Fill in the blank. My day is not complete unless I do X, Y, or Z online. Here's another response that we got.
Hi, this is Siva Vaidyanathan. I'm an associate professor of media studies and law at the University of Virginia. So every day when I'm online, there is one thing I feel compelled to do, which is I search around to find if students are commenting about stuff I've written on various class blogs and wikis. I think that's a nice way of reemphasizing to students that this is actually part of a conversation, that you're not just shouting into the ether when you post things on blogs and wikis. So I think a nice way of building a learning community.
Part of an enormous community and an enormous conversation. And here to talk about it is Clay Shirky, who's a member of the faculty at NYU, frequent contributor to Wired Magazine, and also here at WNYC. You're on the radio all the time. And you describe yourself as someone who is a frequent keynoter at tech conventions. You can actually make a career out of keynoting at tech conventions. Clay, thanks
for... No, you actually can't, even what they pay.
But. Well, your book is called Here Comes Everybody, The Power of Organizing Without Organizations. And one of the things that you describe is that in all of the activities that exist online for people to contribute and be a part of community and post, that there's a massive realignment going on of our inner free time. How's that going and what's taking place?
The realignment is really a kind of a carving out of what I've been calling a cognitive surplus, right? We've had all of this free time given to us by the restructuring of industrial society, right? Starting in the 1950s, there was lots and lots of time in society as a whole to do new things. And mostly what we did for 50 years was watch television. And what we're starting to see is that people are adopting more interactive ways of using the time. Some of it's quite, you know, it's not all for the social good. A lot of it's playing Grand Theft Auto 4 or trading cute pictures of cats online.
But it's a shift from passive media to active media.
Right. It's all about engagement. And this, I think, is the big shift, right? In the 20th century, particularly in the second half of the 20th century, media was run as a single race. It was all about consume. How much can people consume? And the answer turned out to be quite a lot, about 20 hours a week of television on average.
I think you actually said folks in the U.S. watch 200 billion hours of TV a year.
Yes,
I found that just shocking.
And that's just the adults.
How many billion hours do we have in America?
I know. Yeah.
What we're seeing is that people don't just like to consume. Of course, they like to consume, but they also like to produce and they like to share. And so what we're seeing is not a replacement of the old model with the new model. People are still watching television, certainly. But they're also able to engage with one another. And in fact, this isn't just, you know, not stopping watching TV and starting watching GTA 4. There are all of these media properties now, like Lost, like Heroes, where the people who are watching them are also engaging with one another.
So it's passive and active together.
Right.
Let's talk about Wikipedia for a second.
That's interesting, but hold on, just a quick follow-up on that, which is you're talking about those communities that are created by the networks who develop these shows. Is that what you mean? Or people creating their own blogs or websites and engaging in conversation about their characters, storylines, and so on?
It's actually a mix, and the really smart media properties are providing a platform but letting the users actually decide what to do with it.
Yeah, actually, the networks are tempted to try to control everything, but they can't. That's really the lesson again and again. Well, what about Wikipedia? Because that's something that can't exist without interactivity. How much time is spent on Wikipedia?
I sort of batted some numbers around with Martin Wattenberg at IBM, who's a researcher at IBM, has spent quite a lot of time looking at Wikipedia. And the estimate we've come up with for the entire Wikipedia project, which is to say all articles and edits in all languages, is something like 100 million hours of human thought. Right.
Wow.
And that seems like an enormous number. It is an enormous number compared to any individual's contribution.
A little out of context, though.
But when you compare it to the fact that we watch 100 million hours of ads on television in the U.S. alone every weekend, suddenly the Wikipedia scale doesn't seem so large.
And that's really free labor, right?
Exactly. So the question is it free labor or is it something – I mean – it looks like free labor if you're comparing Wikipedia to another encyclopedia that does it for, you know, does it
right.
for profit, whether World Book
Britannica
or what have you.
Right.
But, you know, when you go to a bar, right, it's interesting to be in the bar, and it's interesting because the other people are there. Do you say that's free labor? No, it's in fact people doing something that they find engaging.
Like paying the bartender. Yeah.
Right.
It's
so
a
right,
different transaction
right.
taking place there.
You're really losing me on that analogy.
Well, let's back up for a second. What is being mobilized, though? Do people have an innate need to connect once the platform exists? Do these communities spontaneously come into existence because there's a real need for people to get it right on Wikipedia?
Absolutely. And in fact, it's not
you
even...
You say yes.
It's not even once the platform exists. It's people have a need to connect, period. We are social animals, right? So tools don't cause these things to happen. They just enable them. As I said in the book, if I invented the world's best shovel, people wouldn't rush out to dig new ditches, right? No one really likes digging ditches. But people do like sharing. They do like showing what they know. They do like interacting with other people.
And they're aggregating more time to actually the process of doing this. And we're going to look at some illustrations of that that come straight out of the news over the course of the hour. But right now it's time for more headlines from Femi Okeh.
Good morning. It is 28 minutes past the hour, making news across the nation.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.